From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama says the world must recognize the same forces of globalization that have pulled us together have also exposed deep fault lines. In his final address to the UN General Assembly as a U.S. president Tuesday, President Obama cited the breakdown of basic order in the Middle East and said our societies are filled with uncertainty and unease.
Despite enormous progress, as people lose trust in institutions, governing becomes more difficult, and tensions between nations become more quick to surface. And so I believe that at this moment, we all face a choice. We can choose to press forward with a better model of cooperation and integration, or we can retreat into a world sharply divided.
You can turn to voanews.com for the latest on President Obama's speech. Meanwhile, the UN said Tuesday it had suspended all humanitarian aid convoys in Syria after a deadly air raid hit trucks delivering aid near Aleppo, killing a Red Crescent staff member and civilians. Jan Zlowerki, a spokesman for the UN Humanitarian Agency, told reporters in Geneva that as an immediate security measure, other convoy movements in Syria have been suspended. Zlowerki said the convoy had been carrying food and non-food aid for some 78,000 people. Meanwhile, Israel's military says troops shot and killed a knife-wielding Palestinian who attacked a soldier near the West Bank city of Hebron. This is VOA News. North Korea launched a ground test of a new high-powered rocket engine Tuesday, indicating that the country is closer to acquiring long-range missile capabilities. North Korean state media says the successful launch was overseen by leader Kim Jong-un. Meanwhile, a South Korean spokesman says Seoul believes North Korea tested the performance of its new type of high-power thrust engine for a long-range missile. Several people died in a second day of violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo Tuesday, with three opposition headquarter buildings torched in a fresh bout of clashes between police and opponents of President Joseph Kabila. AFP reports that at least two burnt bodies could be seen in the fire-ravaged offices. Meanwhile, the spokesman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Rupert Colville, spoke to reporters in Geneva, calling for restraint.
We call on all sides to show restraint, and we urge the authorities to ensure that existing national and international standards on the appropriate use of force are fully respected by all security personnel. We call for a credible and impartial investigation to bring those responsible for human rights violations and criminal acts to justice, and we stand ready to support such an inquiry.
The renewed violence came after opposition groups on Monday said more than 50 people had died in protests calling for Kabila's resignation. Voters in Jordan are choosing a new parliament in a poll that could see opposition Islamists reemerge as a major parliamentary force in the kingdom following boycotts in the two previous elections. Jordan's prime minister spoke after casting his ballot. He says, truthfully, today is proof of His Majesty's vision on the importance of moving forth with political and societal as well as economic reform in Jordan. There is nothing that will hold us back from building our country. I call upon our citizens to fulfill their duty. More than 4 million residents of the monarchy are eligible to vote for the 130-member of parliament. Greek authorities have arrested 9 migrants and sent in riot police after clashes and a massive blaze at a camp for asylum seekers on the island of Lesbos, according to police Tuesday. Some 5,000 migrants were forced to flee Monday when dozens of tents and shelters at the Moura camp were torched in a blaze sparked when migrants of different nationalities got into a brawl. Hollywood star Angelina Jolie has filed for a divorce from Brad Pitt. She's seeking custody of their 6 children. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.